What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast. And I want to talk some Phillies here. I know it's been a little bit of a while, but the Phillies, they've been going through an up and down, mostly up since the second half. And I want to jump into the whole playoff push now. It's September, you know, it's time for these teams to start making runs, making moves to try to solidify their roster to make a push into the postseason with September call-ups and other things. And the Phillies have found themselves in a great position. Although lately they've been somewhat slumping, as some could say, in the past six or so games. But right now, they're 3.5 up on a third wild card spot. They have that secured at the very moment. And their schedule from here on out really helps them put themselves in those positions to maybe sneak into a second wild card spot. And we're going to dive into that here. So if we look into what the Phillies have just done recently, They played a series in Arizona. They're out west, you know, for a six-game trip. They played a series in Arizona where the pitching staff gave up 25 runs, which is a lot of runs. And it's really tough because the first game in Arizona was coming off of a loss in Pittsburgh where they got shut out. Ranger Suarez looked good his last time out against the Reds, so he's going to get a start in Arizona. The Phillies go up 7-0 early. 7-0 early, scored two in the first, one second, three in the third or something. They scored a bunch of runs. And 7-0 early in the fourth inning, all of a sudden, Ranger blows up. And it's like, what the heck? This Ranger wasn't what we expected, you know? We finally got the good Ranger back, the Ranger we saw in 2021, not the Ranger we saw in early 2022. But that's unfortunately what came out that game. He blew up. He got the first out, and it was just walks. Couple knocks, bases clearing, doubles, a couple other knocks, some clutch hitting, and he couldn't put guys away. And that game got away from them, and they took it from there and basically ran with it. They ended up winning that game 13-7, the Diamondbacks, and never looked back. Then the Phillies the following night have I forget who they had on the mound. I think it was Aaron Nola. Yes, Aaron Nola on the mound. And the offense was non-existent until the eight innings, but Aaron Nola also gets shelled in this game, which is very surprising because Aaron Nola's been really dominant, and he's been that guy you're looking forward to have a big push for the playoffs. You know, your two-game starter, maybe your first-game starter, depending on how your horses feel, with Zach Wheeler being a little bit injured, having a sore elbow, sore arm. So Aaron Nola, you're looking forward to him to get going in September. He's had past Septembers where he hasn't looked great, and he's fallen off and completely just kind of derailed, really, at the end of the season. The past two seasons for the Phillies, they've derailed in September. And if they don't turn quick, this extremely positive notion here in front of them where they can go and get a playoff spot, have a red October in Philly for the first time since 2011, can dwindle away quickly if their big guns aren't going to step up. Aaron Nola in this game, the second game against Diamondbacks, went 4 innings, 10 hits, 8 earned runs in that game. And it's really odd because you don't really see Aaron Nola get shelled. You know, you see him get up a couple runs here and there, maybe a couple runs in the first inning, and then he'll settle in for the rest of the game and give up a leadoff homer late in the game and then get pulled at six, maybe a nice six-inning, two-run type of thing, 9 Ks. This wasn't the case. This Aaron Nola was bad. It was ugly. He couldn't miss a barrel. And this Arizona series became a loss. The only game they won, believe it or not, is the Bailey Falter start where they crushed him, put up 18 runs on him, won 18-2. That's the only game in a series that the Phillies won in Arizona. And I apologize for the sounds there. Phones, you know, it's going crazy. A lot of people upset about the Phillies, let me tell you, because I'm not worried, you know. People got to tell me and ask me, hey, you worried, you know, September came around. They haven't, you know, they've lost a game in September now. The collapses. Has the team just not meshing? Why isn't everything clicking? And I'm not really worried. Again, I hate to ever chalk it up to this, but this schedule for them should absolutely help them at least get some good wins under their belt. So they play San Fran last night. September 2nd. And Rangers, or not Rangers, Suarez, Kyle Gibson starts, and he gets rocked. I mean, he couldn't get anybody out, Kyle Gibson. He didn't, he went three innings. He went an inning and two-thirds. An inning and two-thirds, seven earned. This was the most scary part. He couldn't stop walking batters. The Phillies pitching staff as a whole walked 10 batters in this game, which is unbelievable as a for MLB players to walk 10 batters in a game combined in eight innings of work. But Gibson himself, five hits, seven earned, four walks, and two homers. I'm sorry, one homer, but Jock ends up hitting another homer in this game. So I don't know. I don't really know why he blew up. I mean, he's been up and down a lot. He's been up and down a lot as a Philly since they traded for him last year to Texas for the Spencer Howard trade. And he's never really been a dominant guy, but he's seen flashes. You've seen good flashes out of Kyle Gibson saying, wow, maybe this guy can get into a playoff atmosphere and get some innings for us. Lately, I don't know. He's been shaky. His season ERA is now up to a 4.48, which is not ideal. Before the game, it was around a 4. And, you know, that's manageable around a 4. Obviously, you don't want a 4 ERA as your starter, as a third starter in the playoffs. But it was something manageable to be an innings eater, at least a long reliever or something, at least if you had to play a playoff game or you had to play a playoff series. But Kyle Gibson, he's just not, no life on his fastballs, his stuff. He was all over the place. I don't know what to chalk this up to. I'm not going to say, oh, the overnight flights, the going to San Francisco, the weather. I don't know what it is because in San Fran, it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's gorgeous in San Fran. You're playing at night in front of the nicest looking just scenery you probably can look at from a ballpark's perspective. I don't know what got in his head. He just didn't have it tonight. Sometimes those happen, but this has happened a lot more with Kyle Gibson to where I'm really worried and I don't really know what to do with him. He's going to keep pitching for this team, especially because Zach Wheeler has not returned yet. But it's worrisome for me. It's worrisome for me. Tonight in San Fran, they got Syndergaard on the mound, who needs to be that guy to step up for Kyle Gibson. Big time. The Phillies need to get some wins under the belt against these teams they should beat. They should beat the Giants. They should beat these other teams. This is their schedule, okay? This is their schedule to round out September. They play two more games against the Giants in San Fran. They play three at home against Miami, three at home against Washington, three at Miami. Those nine games, I need seven. You know, I need seven. I don't expect less than seven. I need seven out of those nine to be victories. Seven out of those nine to be victories puts this team in a good spot. Puts this team at, what is it now? It'll put a team at 80 wins in the next nine games. Next 12 games. I need 80 to 85 wins going into the end of September. Because the end of September, it's not hard, but there's a couple big series at the end of September. There's three against Atlanta, two against Toronto, and then four against Atlanta. That stretch of games right there are going to be very tough. They're going to be playoff atmosphere games. You have five of the – luckily for the Phillies, they have six of those games at home. But it's going to be tough. And then you're going to need their starters to pick it up because Syndergaard hasn't really done much. He's been very manageable when he's played the Reds. He's played the Pirates. He's been very manageable playing those teams, and he gets the job done, which is really what we traded for him. The reason why – I don't know what I'm saying. I got to take it back. The reason why we traded for Syndergaard is to be a guy that can just go out there and be manageable. Be an extra arm. And that's what he's done. But not to the level that I expect a little bit more. It's not like I see anything I like. I kind of just see, we got through that one. Oh, wow. Yeah, he got through that game. Oh, well, and then the stat line at the end of the game is 6-2, 3-3. You know, it's not bad. But it's just not what I'm looking for. So I need someone else to step up. Bailey Falter maybe be that guy. Because it's not Kyle Gibson. You got Aaron Nola. He's got to step up. He's got to be the September. He's got to be the guy to finally turn it and figure it out in clutch moments. Like, September is when you need to dial in, need to dive deep, figure it out. Hopefully he can figure that out, because he needs to. He needs to. Other than Syndergaard, there's really nothing really else pitching-wise. It's really hard. They throw Christopher Sanchez out there today, who's been a starter in the past. You know, you might think about bringing up maybe a AAA guy to give you some innings. But I don't have any in mind. Maybe start McAble. Or not McAble. Oh, my goodness. Mark Appel. Maybe start Mark Appel a game. You might as well give the guy a shot against these teams who hasn't pitched bad for the Phillies. But they need the starting rotation to get innings through. To get through innings. And get outs. They can't have these games where they're losing games 13-7, 12-3. They lost 13-1 against San Fran. They can't have those games. They've given up 12, 24, 37 runs in the past three of the last four games. 39 runs, sorry, because counting the 18-2 victory. 39. Before all of this, the Phillies starting pitching were one of the best in baseball. They were very, very above average. Right now, against subpar teams in Arizona and San Francisco, they haven't delivered yet. They need to deliver for a big stretch half of September. This is the best opportunity they have to get to the playoffs in a long, long time. And let me tell you, I'd love nothing more than playoff baseball in Philadelphia. It would be... Well, it honestly wouldn't be in Philadelphia. You know, it would probably be in Atlanta. It would probably be in St. Louis. But nonetheless, we need playoff baseball for Philadelphia fans to root for. The offense will turn around. Bryce Harper's still getting to the swing of things. He's had some good at-bats. I'm not worried about the offense, but I am definitely worried about the pitching. Every other reliever that falls, like Corey Knebel out for the year, or a couple guys banged up, need a couple extra days of rest. You can't have it. You need to gel. I don't want this September collapse thing over the Phillies. The September collapse cloud, the gray, ominous cloud over the Phillies' heads that's been there for the last two seasons, cast to go away. They got to blow it away. They got to wish it away and get it out of here. They need to put it together. I think they will. The schedule says otherwise, because they closed out September with Chicago, Washington for four, and then in Houston for the last three games of the season. So, however they do it, they got to do it and figure it out fast. I want to see a red October in Philly. I think we'll get it. It all starts with pitching. Rob Thompson, it starts with you too. Keep these troops together. We all know the past. You all know what happened in the past. Don't let it come back to bite you. Don't let off that pedal. Oh, excuse me. Don't let off the pedal, Rob. Stick with it. What was working is working. Don't try to be all fancy. No need for fancy. We need wins. With that, that's going to do it for me. Just want to get on here and talk a little bit of Phillies. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too crazy. The Eagles start soon. They get together really soon. They start in, I believe, the 11th, so 9 days away from actual meaningful football games, which is awesome. Need that in case the Phillies start the blunder. We need that. We need that definitely in our lives, some Eagles football. So until then, until next time, so we start talking about the Eagles season, I appreciate everyone for listening. It's a quick one, only a 15-minute episode or so. Just wanted to get my thoughts out there about the Phillies recently. But until then, I'll talk to you all next time. Thank you very much, and have a great one.